Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Baker Mayfield says he's all ready for his fresh start in Carolina after being traded from Cleveland. Of course, the 27-year-old is set to compete with Sam Darnold for the starting job. Carolina will face Cleveland week one. That's going to be good. Here's Baker's comments.
It's just an exciting time for myself and my family and just this new chapter. No animosity towards Cleveland. It's a good football town that, you know, gave me the first 4 years of my career, and thankful for those, you know, trials and tribulations, all the challenges, a lot to learn from and look back on and reflect, but just really focused on right now and being a Carolina Panther and, you know, pumped up to do so. It's going to be a special one. It's going to be a home game and playing against a former team. You know, a similar situation of what I've gone through in the past when transferring from college to college. So got to handle it the best way possible. And, you know, my job is to put our team in the best position to win. And however I can help do that, that's what I'm going to do.
Baker is saying all the right things, mm-hmm. but you know with his moxie, he is going to be fired up for that game. Mm-hmm. Shannon, you think he starts week one?
I'm going to say no. I believe Sam Darnold has the upper hand because he's been in this system, and he knows the plays. He knows the intricacies of this system. I don't believe Sam Darnold finished this season in that starting role, but I do believe he starts week one, Skip. And the Panthers not caring about this storybook situation. Oh, Baker needs to start because, you know, we want to put him back in there because he's going to stick it to his former team. If Baker starts, he will have earned the job. I don't view him as this player that's far and superior to Sam Darnold. I don't believe he's I'm reading now that all of a sudden the Carolina Panthers a potential wild card pick. I'm like, what? Thank you. That's what I read last night. I saw it on the internet. I was like, y'all must be talking about a different Carolina.
What comic book are you reading?
I'm glad you finally come to ride to your senses because you was talking about like Baker was that dude.
Well, I mean, they're not that team. That's the problem.
Well, if he that dude, they make him that team.
Come on.
Right? That's what you told me. You told me Tom Brady took the worst franchise in America.
Okay, back to this question. It's going to apply to what you're talking about.
No.
Is he going to start?
Week one, no.
If he started week one, maybe I'd start taking a wild card. I'd join the comic book. Right?
Okay. No, but I don't believe he starts week one.
Okay. Shannon Sharp, I cannot tell you how much I hope I'm wrong about this, but I think you are right about Sam Darnold starting week one because I think the game is rigged for Sam to start game one. The reason being, they're going to have to pay him $19 million this coming football season.
Yeah.
They already invested to acquire him. They gave away a second rounder and a fourth rounder and a sixth rounder. They gave virtually nothing for Baker.
Correct.
So they have their pride and some of their future invested in Sam Darnold. I am here to tell you, Sam Darnold is a much better guy than Baker is. I don't particularly like Baker. I don't have any. I don't know him. I know a lot of people who have been around him. I'm just evaluating him as a performer at that position of quarterback. But everybody loves Sam Darnold, and I think everybody from Matt Rule down to Robbie Anderson, who obviously sticks by him because he played with him with the Jets, they love them some Sam Darnold. I think that locker room, I think that franchise wants Sam to be the starter. I think they tried to placate fans because they stole Baker Mayfield. They were so bad last year. They are looking like they're going to be so bad this year. They had to give their fandom something. Oh, we went out and got Baker Mayfield. That doesn't mean they have to start him.
Right.
So from the start, I'm not sure he will start. I hope he will because if he starts, I'm already on record. If he starts game one, we got five cases and I got the home team.
Right.
You good with that?
Yeah.
You accept? Still?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
And I am on record. Baker is exponentially better than Sam Darnold. But I said that before the draft. You love Sam Darnold. I love Baker Mayfield. Or at least you like Sam
Darnold. I like Sam Darnold.
Okay. I'm not saying you loved him.
No.
But I preferred Baker to go one over Sam Darnold.
Right.
And that's how it played out. I believe that Baker lived up to being the first round pick or first overall pick. You don't.
No, he doesn't.
But Sam Darnold, to me,
you do realize that Josh Allen and Lamar was in that draft.
I got it. But we're talking about these two guys because fate has paired them back together in a remarkable circle of fortune here. That all of a sudden they're on the same team.
The first and the third pick from just 5 years ago
It can't happen.
Right.
And they're both on what ESPN.com's power ranking says is the worst team.
Right.
Okay, so now what? Well, they should go with Baker, but I don't think they see forest for trees because I've told you this is a bigger clown show than the Cleveland Clowns are. So I don't trust any move they're going to make because they're still going to try to prop up Sam Darnold.
No.
But at least you see enough of the light to know Sam Darnold is not the answer. Sam Darnold is a bust. Baker Mayfield is not a bust. So at some point, I don't know when it's going to be, game 5, week 6, week 7, somewhere in there, Baker will get his shot. And when he does, he will seize control of this football team.
What if Baker doesn't look any better than Sam Darnold? Then what?
Okay, well, he will look a whole lot better. And in fact, just by comparison, he will look better. It's the perfect spot for him. I already predicted to you the other day, he will go 6-3 down the stretch, and then guess what he will do? He will hit the completely free agent market, and he will be elsewhere a year from now after a great new audition with the Carolina Panthers.
This man talking about Baker Mayfield going to go 6-3
in his final 6-3 down the stretch. This man is talking about it. This man is betting on it. And even you just acknowledged he will get a shot because you don't believe in Sam Darnold any more than I do.
Right.
In the end, Sam Darnold wound up last year with the third worst QBR in all of football.
Well, Baker was close.
Congratulations.
It wasn't like Baker was in the top five.
Baker needed surgery the day after the season ended.
Yeah, I needed surgery for my eyes watching that bad play.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I watched the TV, my eyes were crossed because the other guy had it going back the other way. I'm like, Baker.
Now we're Baker hating. I'm back on record. I'm going to say it one more time because this is Baker Day. Baker is back in business. He will haunt you for the next however many years.
Well, he's going to put you out of business in the dude.
He's going to.
All them cases of dude that you got stored up, you might have to get up off of.
He might put you out of the media business because you're going to get so sick and tired of Baker Mayfield succeeding in the NFL that you're going to feel ruined.
All the cases that you got hoarded?
Yeah, I've hoarded them.
They're going to be back in my storage bin.
I got 3 swimming pools.
Those that's right. 5 cases you get up y'all off just betted, that's just the beginning. All right, guys, we got to go. We're out of time because coming up next, we've got to discuss if there's possibly a more dominant player in the NFL than Tom Brady.
Seriously?
Stay tuned.
Yes.
That's next.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Bleacher Report is listing the most dominant players at each position in the NFL, and Tom Brady took the quarterback spot. No big surprise there. Aaron Donald named the most dominant interior defensive lineman. I've been waiting for this topic all morning. Shannon, who do you think overall, not by position, is the most dominant player in the NFL?
Aaron Donald, and it's not even close. He's the most dominant defensive player of his generation. He's an all-time great at the peak of his power. 8 seasons in the league, 8 Pro Bowls, 7 straight first-team All-Pros. How do you get more dominant than that? He's more dominant at his position than any other player is at their position. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, what they said is correct. Tom Brady is the most dominant quarterback. Is it that much of a gap between Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Tom Brady and some of these other quarterbacks? Absolutely not.
I'll buy that. I agree.
Go to Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Can't nobody see it.
Mm.
No one can see this man, and it's not even close. That's how dominant he's been. Think about this, Skip. Tom Brady's been in the league for what, going on 23 seasons. He's only been first-team All-Pro 3 times in 23 seasons. This man has been 7 times, 7 straight in 8 seasons. It's hard to beat that, Skip. And this is no knock on Tom Brady because he's Tom Brady. He's that. You don't need to provide any more adverbs, adjectives to describe him. Just say Tom Brady, that's enough. AD, that's enough. If you want to say 99, that's it.
Shannon Sharp, you being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, your opinion on this haunts me. It torments me. I lose sleep over it because I cannot get your opinion about Aaron Donald through my thick head, especially when it comes to being in the same sentence with Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. You lose me when you say he's the most dominant at his position, okay, by a long shot. Okay, I give you that. But his position by a long, long, longer shot is not even in the same league with the position of quarterback.
Now you're talking about value. You can be a better player and not be as valuable. Aaron Donald is a better player than Dak Prescott, but is he more valuable to his team than the quarterback? Absolutely not. So you keep trying to do the value. I'm saying just dominant. Aaron Donald is a more dominant player. Because if you take Tom, like I said, if you take Tom and say, well, Aaron Rodgers is the second best quarterback, is that much of a gap between Aaron Rodgers' play and Tom Brady's play? Mm-hmm. No. But when you look at Aaron Donald and look at his play, he has more sacks than since he got into the league than anyone. More than Von Miller, more than Khalil Mack, more than T.J. Watt, and their edge rushers. 36 more tackle for losses. Nobody sees the double teams that he sees, and he does this.
Okay, so given your logic, if right here, right now, hypothetically, Tampa Bay was offered the opportunity to have Aaron Donald or Tom Brady, what do you think they would choose?
Skip, he's a quarterback. The quarterback position is more valuable. They're two separate arguments, and you know that.
No, I don't know that. Because if you offered right now the Carolina Panthers Aaron Donald or Sam Darnold.
Now, Skip, come on.
Give us Aaron Donald.
No, that's not a comparable situation, Skip. Because you know Sam Darnold. You just said Sam Darnold's a bust. So you want to take a bust quarterback and then
He is a quarterback. He plays a more valuable position.
Skip, all things are not. Two things can be true. The quarterback position can be more valuable and a player can be better. Aaron Donald is more dominant. I'm not saying he's more valuable than Tom Brady, but I believe he's more dominant at his position than Brady is at his position.
Okay, but in the biggest picture, when you say, who's the most dominant player in the National Football League? Period. End of. It's Tom Brady. Even at almost 45, on August 3rd, he's going to turn 45 years of age.
So when the players voted, who did the players vote the best player? The players always vote. Where is Aaron Donald? He's top. He's not a quarterback. You said quarterback should occupy the top 15, top 20 spots. And somehow Aaron Donald every single year is the top five as far as when it comes to value.
Yeah, but quarterbacks seem to win that every year.
Yeah, they did. I mean, Adrian Peterson has won it. I think Lamar Jackson won it. I know Adrian Peterson.
Won it. Didn't Russell Wilson get close?
Or? Yeah, I think he finished second. All right. But Skip, you look at Aaron Donald and what he's been able to do, and you say you wanted him to flash. Okay, that playoff run last season, did he not flash? Did he not take games over for you? Did you see what he did to your guy Tom Brady? Took him down twice.
I don't think he took him down twice.
Did you see the Super Bowl?
Did you watch Tom Brady score 24 straight unanswered points against that defense?
Hold on.
Where was Aaron Donald? I don't know. I couldn't find him.
How did he score 27? So you scored that many points? You should be in the lead.
Huh.
You scored 27 straight points. You should be in the lead. Mm. So why weren't they in the lead?
Game's tied. 24 straight. Exactly. Tied at 27.
Did you see what he do? Blocking. Snatch the guy down on a 3rd and 1, say, you're not getting this first down. Mm. He did that.
We're talking about the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Okay. And then on 4th down, what did he do?
Yeah, he beat was going against a Cincinnati line that has replaced 4 of its 5 starters because I have no idea how that line got them to the Super Bowl.
First of all,
Joe Burrow got them to the
Super Bowl. I don't care if they replaced all of their starters. Put him one-on-one with any of those guys they got in Cincinnati, and the same result will happen.
Mm. You might lose your Hall of Fame card.
Nah, I'm not going to. Not with this one. Everybody agrees with me except you.
We're out of time,
That's
guys.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.